I was in church this past weekend, and because it's the Christmas season, they were breaking out all the classic Christmas carols. As we stood to sing the first song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, this little boy 2 rows in front of me looked up at his mother in complete joy and shouted, "I know this one." Familiarity gives us all great comfort. When you are familiar with a subject matter that's relatable to you, you're more likely to participate, just like this little boy in church participating in worship with a familiar song. Familiar subject matters also help with pitching other people your ideas. Before you pitch, know your audience and understand the perspective of the person you are pitching. In my line of work as a publicist, I've had to pitch health stories about topics such as menopause and osteoporosis to producers who are in their 20s. Menopause and osteoporosis are not subject matters that are likely to be familiar to someone in their 20s, so how you pitch them needs to be relatable or they are less likely to entertain covering the topic. For example, maybe with the menopause topic, you can pitch ways to delay premature menopausal symptoms by making specific lifestyle changes in your 20s and 30s. The pitch challenge today? Take inventory of the person you are pitching. This may require a little recon on your end if you're not that familiar with the person. Here's where social media is a huge asset. It's fairly easy to find professional and personal information on most people by just checking out their Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Then find something in your pitch that would be familiar to them and bring that idea to the lead of your pitch. Whether you are pitching media, a prospective client, or a future boss, focusing on the familiar can make your pitch more palatable and lead to the possibility of greater participation.